comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to South Kootenay Radio.
Your eyes for what it's worth, for what it's worth, for what it's worth, for what it's worth. Broke up the family, everybody crying. For what it's worth, I had a slow disease that sucked me dry. God-shaped hole tonight. For what it's worth, 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 for what it's worth.
Thank you.
got no lover. Friends got no lover.
As I was walking down the street last night, a pretty little girl came into sight. I bowed and smiled and asked her name. She said, "Hold it, bud, I don't play that game." I reached in my pocket and to her big surprise, that was Lincoln staring her dead in the eye.
On a greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
She looked at me with that familiar desire. Eyes lit up like they were on fire. She said, "My name's Flo and you're on the right track. Look here, Daddy, I wear furs on my back. So if you want to have fun in this man's land, let Lincoln and Jackson start shaking hands."
On a greenback, greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
I didn't know what I was getting into, but I'd pop Lincoln and Jackson too. I didn't mind seeing them fade out of sight. I just knew I'd have some fun last night. Whenever you're in town and looking for a thrill, if Lincoln can't get it, Jackson sure will.
On a greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
We went to a nice spot where the lights were low. Dined and danced and I was ready to go. I got out of my seat and when Flo arose, she said, "Hold it, Daddy, while I powder my nose." I sat back down with a smiling face while she went down to the powder place.
With my greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
The music stopped and the lights came on. I looked around and saw I was all alone. I didn't know how long Flo had been gone, but a nose powder sure didn't take that long. I left the place with tears in my eyes as I waved Lincoln and Jackson last goodbye.
On a greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
I'm going down this road, I'm feeling bad. Think by my house, it's burning down on me. No, darling, if I care. I met a man in St. Louis. He wrote me a song. I wrote this like this, yeah. I'm going down this road, I'm feeling bad. If I don't get you, baby, I don't want nobody, yeah. No, darling, I don't want nobody. Says, I'm going down this road, I'm feeling bad. Staying by my house, it's burning down on me.
Station by Top Dream. That's a sad song. I lost everything I had in that night.
Brother. that you treated me right. I used to stay at home, now you're staying out at night. Hey, when I leave here, and you find what it means to be alone. Yeah, you cry for me and pray one day that I come back home. Hey, you smile ever since you was a child. Yeah, your mother and father let you run wild. Hey, your family needs to be alone. Yeah, you cry for me and pray one day that I come back home. When you were down, you treated me like your special friend. Now you treat me like your little boy, and it's got to be. Stars up above, you can take care of yourself now. You don't need my love. Hey, when I leave you, you find what it means to be alone. Yeah, you cry for me and pray one day that I come back home. Yeah, yeah.
We're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Tune in weekdays at 8:15 for this day in rock and roll history. Rock on!
See you on the flip side.
Thank you. It is January 9th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The fire is still burning at the site of this week's CN train derailment near Plaster Rock, New Brunswick. And until that fire burns itself out, Transportation Safety Board officials won't be able to determine exactly why the freight cars jumped the track. Here's the CBC's Melissa Oakley.
They hope to get to the wreckage, but because it is still burning, they may not be able to get close to it just yet. But the main focus so far has really been surrounding two things. One is an axle and a wheel combination broken. Now, after that broke, it appears that the emergency brakes were applied on the train just before the derailment happened. And so this could all suggest a mechanical failure with the actual braking system. Now, again, this is all very preliminary. They haven't had a chance to actually inspect the wreckage. They're not only hoping to inspect the wreckage, but they're waiting so that way they can actually get the locomotive event recorder from the train itself, and all of that will help investigators piece together what happened here.
That's the CBC's Melissa Oakley. With the fire still burning, an evacuation order remains in effect for about 150 people living in the immediate area. Toronto's Pearson International Airport has again issued a travel alert for anyone flying today to Eastern Canada or the Eastern United States. Travelers are being told to check their flight status before they leave their airport. This as Pearson officials scramble to deal with a massive backlog of passengers and luggage from this week's cold snap. It's being suggested that the airport won't be back to normal until tomorrow at the very earliest. Security concerns ahead of next month's Winter Olympics in Russia have been further heightened by an unnerving discovery this week. Kevin O'Flynn has the details.
They found four cars and five bodies. They found two bodies yesterday, and a small explosive went off when the police went nearby. And then they found a few more bodies overnight tonight. They've declared a counter-terrorist operation in the area, which means even tighter security. It's obviously a very tense situation. People are worried about further attacks. The Russian government have introduced extreme security measures in and around Sochi, but people are nervous and worried if something will happen in Sochi or outside Sochi in areas where there is less security.
That's Kevin O'Flynn reporting from Moscow. The investigation continues into what public health officials are calling North America's first ever fatal case of bird flu. The victim died last week, just a few days after returning home to Alberta from China. Here's the CBC's Aaron Collins.
Passengers in Vancouver file off a plane after a long flight from Shanghai. The Albertan who died from the H5N1 virus passed through this airport on her way back to Canada from China. It's extremely unlikely that any of these travelers contracted the virus while in Asia. Fewer than 650 cases of the lethal flu have been identified in the past decade. And Mark Lipsitch is a professor of epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health.
Fortunately, only several hundred people have gotten it, but of those, about 60% have died.
H5N1 isn't easily passed between humans. Instead, it's contracted directly from infected birds. The opposite is true with the H1N1 virus, which is far easier to get but far less deadly. And the ability for H1N1 to easily be passed on is why it's causing problems across Canada. So far, 9 people have died from the H1N1 virus in the province this year. Aaron Collins, CBC News, Calgary.
The red-hot Canadian real estate market is showing no sign of cooling off. A Royal LePage study has found that the average price of a two-story house in Canada increased by close to 4% last year, and it's predicting a similar increase over the course of 2014. The report suggests the housing market has now fully recovered from the recession of 2008-2009. And that is the CBC News to this hour. You can download your CBC mobile news app at our website. That's cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
Listening to SKR, South Kootenai Radio, on the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley. SKR, South Kootenai Radio.
White leather boots. God, what have I been? each and every day. 'Cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. And pass me by, but honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Your cake and ice cream, all your sugar and spice, and everything nice. You're the girl of my dreams. But if you wanted to leave me and roam, when you got back, I'd just say, well, 'cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Change the love I have for you.
you will know this is the way it must be. Emotions will rise, emotions will flow. You bring out the tears in me. Never makes me cry. Happiness does. It's so strange to watch your life walk by. Wishing it was, wishing it was more like a fantasy. Every day surprises me.
You want. like smoky morning, cool like heaven glow. Meet me on the mountain, I got no place to go. I like my daylight to be silver, my night skies to be blue, blue as you. Underwater daydream, bone dry desert sand. You're singing, boy, I don't understand. I like my daylight to be silver. I like my night skies to be blue, blue as you. Days I wild away. Yes, that you could say I'm just unwinding. What you're looking for, babe, I know it isn't what you're finding. Blue is you. Stellar rainbow on its cosmic wheel, rolling where the wind blows, never standing still. I like my daylight to be silver. My night skies to be blue, blue as you, blue as you.
Listen to Tim in the Morning, weekdays 7:30 till 9, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you.
get mortified. Oh, ain't that skipping that'll find my gal? Ain't that skipping that'll find?
From each and every one of you. Don't it make you feel all right?
Oh, yeah.
To cool.
someday, way deep down in my heart, I know I've done the best I could, and that's why I know that one of these days, it won't be long, you'll come walking through that stage, and I can imagine in my mind that these are the words that you'll be saying.
Oh man, get that Mississippi Delta blues.
I like it. South Kootenai Radio.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for coming. We're here to celebrate the life and music of George Harrison. This is a blessed occasion for me because I can share my love of George with you. And I think most important of it all is that his wife Olivia and his son Danny can experience and witness how much we loved him through his music tonight. So thank you for coming again. At this point, I'd like to introduce one of my great heroes, the maestro Ravi Shankar.
Thank you, Eric. Dear friends, I strongly feel that George is here tonight. I mean, how can he not be here when all of us who love him so much have assembled all together to sing for him, to play music for him? I'm sure he's here.
Travels with me when I run.
It is January 9th.